just not going to be in.
Seriously, this is the shit they're spending money on these days? I can't even imagine having to be the videographer filming this trash.
Well, look on the bright side. They're getting paid to film this trash.
Yeah, I can't deny that the money must be nice. But man, have some integrity, you know? Who would willingly sign up to deal with this shit?
It's probably a contract. I doubt they get to pick what they get to film. Besides, don't they usually work for a production company?
That's true, but still.
So, I know we caught up a bit on the way here, but I don't actually know a lot about what you've been doing these days.
Trying to recover after that piece of shit school of ours closed down.
Oh, yeah. That was so unfortunate. So many people struggling to figure things out. I'm glad we graduated before it all went down. Anyways, it's been 3 years. Are things still tough for you?
Not really. It's just... Honestly, ever since getting out of that shithole, I've been doing all right for myself. I've been keeping busy with gigs here and there, and I'm working on putting together a company focused on helping videographers find work that actually pays well.
Oh, well, that's great, isn't it?
It's a slow and expensive process, and what little money I make from gigs goes straight towards bills. But I'm making it work. What about you?
Oh, well, after graduating, I pretty much did nothing for a whole year until I decided to, you know, get up, get out, and put myself out there. And look at me now. I'm doing pretty well for myself, I'd like to think.
Hell yeah, you are. This house isn't bad for someone who is fresh out of college. It's only been 3 years, and it really seems like you've got yourself together.
Guess I do, don't I?
Honestly, good for you. I'm glad someone from that school is getting somewhere. Anyway, what exactly is it that you do? I remember you were an artist back then. You stick with that?
Oh, well, right now I work in advertising, which is really a hell of a business. But, you know, I'm looking to hopefully move on to doing art for films and movies.
I might have seen an ad or two that you worked on. Did you do that ad for, what's it called? Oh, fuck. Applegate Industries. The one up in Serenade City? I think it's near the strip club.
Oh, I might have. It's been a hell of a ride. I honestly can't keep up with all of these projects.
That's great to hear. Honestly, I'm so proud of you.
You are?
Well, yeah. I remember back when we were taking those English classes.
Oh, sorry. Sorry for cutting you off. But I completely forgot about the game.
Oh, right. Yeah, we did get that. Well... May as well put the damn thing to use.
We started watching the show while we ate, and I almost completely forgot we got this. We're supposed to be catching up over this. Not terrible reality TV.
Yeah, this is definitely better than the alternative.
I'll open it. Give me 1 second.
Way too much sunshine and rainbows in that one.
I hope this is sharp enough.
Whoa! If I knew you were gonna kill me tonight, I wouldn't have offered to pay for the drinks.
What? Oh, you mean the knife? No, this isn't for killing you. Not that I would kill you with something else. I mean, I wouldn't kill you at all.
The knife is for cutting open the box. I know. Take a deep breath. What's the name of this shit anyway? Heart Game or some shit?
No, silly. It's Game of Hearts.
Right. That sounds much better.
Okay, so it's really simple, actually. One person draws a card and asks whatever the question is on the card. The other person answers, and then you switch. Really simple.
No, actually, that's mind-bogglingly complicated.
Oh, you. If you want, I can start.
Wait, there's like 10 cards in this deck. You pay $5 for 10 questions?
Oh, I guess. That's not so bad, though, right? They say the questions are specifically designed to help people catch up who have lost contact with each other. Maybe it only takes 10 questions to do that?
Yeah, or they want you to keep buying these packs until you eventually get all 400 questions.
Huh? What? 400? There's 400 questions and they only give you 10 per box.
You sound surprised. Anyway, let's get this over with.
Okay. Wait, do you think we should shuffle the deck?
Who cares? Just read them in order, I guess.
Okay, I'll start. Okay, let's see here. If you could have sex with anyone in any one public place, who would you do it with and where would it be?
Huh? What the fuck?
Jeez. What kind of question is that? Did we accidentally get the late night edition by accident or something?
Fuck it, I'll bite. I'd do it with that actress, Kalani Limerick, and I'd do it right in the middle of Sandstripe Street, at the intersection.
Wow, you actually answered it.
Isn't that what we're here for? Your turn.
Oh, wait, I don't think I'm supposed to answer the
question.
Come
on, Sabrina. Just answer it. I know there's someone you want to fuck somewhere you shouldn't be fucking.
Okay, I guess.
So, who and where?
You remember Matt?
Matt. Matt Cerezo?
Yeah, him. I would do it with him at his house.
Wow. That's an eye-opener.
Oh, please don't judge me.
Hey, it's whatever, honestly. He was cute. Although his house is not exactly a public place. Even though half the city's been to it. I'm gonna take this one from the middle, because why the hell not?
Wait, I thought you didn't want to shuffle the cards.
I didn't. What was the last interesting thing that happened in your life before today?
Oh, that's easy. It was my art exhibit.
Your what?
Oh, well, it wasn't my art exhibit per se, but it was one I participated in.
Wait, you were featured in an art exhibit? And you're talking this casually about it?
Well, I guess it was about 6 months ago, so I probably already squeezed out all my excitement, but it was still really cool. It was my first time being featured in one, and they want me to come back for more in the future.
Wow, good shit. I remember your art being pretty good. You'll have to show me what you've got at some point. Maybe get me a free ticket to one of those exhibits.
I'll try. Anyway, how about you? Anything interesting happened lately?
No, not really. Well, about 2 months ago, some guy calls me up, right? And he's like, hey, you shoot film, right? And I'm like, yeah, why? And he's like, can you do this music video for me? And I about threw my phone. I'm like, dude, I don't do music videos. It says so on my site. And I hang up on his ass right there.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, my life hasn't been very exciting lately. I've been grinding and trying to make stuff happen. You know?
Aren't the gigs exciting?
No, not really. Anyway, I'm getting tired of this game. It sucks.
Yeah. I guess the questions we got aren't all that great. How about one more? And then we can end it.
Yeah, sure. Hit up the last card. I bet it's the best one. You know, like, save the best for last or something?
It might be. Ooh, look at that. This card is fancy.
Ugh, how disgusting.
It feels so strange.
Strange? How so?
I don't know. Holding it just feels weird, you know?
It's probably just the casing. Take it out if it feels that bad to you.
No, it's fine, I think. Huh. What is this? Latin?
Oh, great! That is so useful to us. I knew this game was shit.
Should I try to read it?
It won't mean anything to us, but sure, knock yourself out.
Delicatet semper et semper in sempiternum. Here, you try.
Delegat et semper in semper eternum? What the hell does that even... What the hell did you do to it?
Nothing, I just read the card.
It's probably cursed or something. Why would you read it?
Well, you told me to.
Bitch, no, I did not.
Huh, what happened?
I don't know. Damn, have you always been that gorgeous?
What? Wow. I never realized how... beautiful you are.
It sounds so sweet the way you say it. I think I'm in love with your voice. Have I always?
Your eyes. They're such a pretty shade of brown.
And yours are obnoxiously blue, but I can't look away. They're so perfect. I think I'm in love.
Well, me too.
Hey, you want to grab something to eat, babe? My treat.
No way I'm letting you pay. I am treating you. Oops.
Wait, leave it on. So people don't think your house is empty and try to rob you.
Oh, good idea.
Card game that's circulating around the country as of late. Game of Hearts. You've likely seen it in your local convenience store and not thought much of it. But this game has a dangerous secret. Produced by Layden Incorporated, Game of Hearts is a card game that is marketed as being a way for old friends to reconnect through a series of clever questions, but in reality, the game is manipulating people into falling in love with each other. That's right, the game is making people fall in love. Certain decks have a unique card in them with the phrase Diligat et semper in sempiternum, a Latin phrase which translates roughly to love will always be forever. If the players participating in the game read this phrase aloud within close proximity to the card, it causes them to develop strong romantic feelings for each other. Layden Incorporated has not responded to any attempts to issue a statement. So for now, if you bought the game, get rid of it. Or at the very least, get rid of the card with the phrase written on it. And please, do not use it against people you know. This is Kelly Kirk, and you're watching Serenia News.